Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our 1 p.m. Spirit and Truth worship service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where we are gathered in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we invite you to this fellowship because it is good to be in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. It is good to be where we know that he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So we just give him glory, hallelujah, on this afternoon. We just give him praise, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Yes, we magnify his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's just bless the Lord, hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me this morning, hallelujah. Lift up your voice, give him praise, give him glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I'm going to ask, amen, that Sister Latasha open us up in prayer, praise God. Sister Latasha, are you able to open us up in prayer this morning?
Praise the Lord, amen. Oh, Father God, I come to you on today, oh God. Oh, God, Father God, I ask you to cover each and every one that's coming in and calling in on the phone line on today, oh God. Oh, Father God, we come to you with the heart of gratitude, oh God. Oh, God, we come to you, Father, to worship you, oh God. To listen, to have an ear, to hear your word, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father. We thank you that you woke us up this morning, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you that we're still in the land of the living, oh God. Oh, Father, we come to you with a pure heart, oh God, not taking nothing for granted, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. I lift you up on today. I magnify your holy name, oh God. Oh, Father God, if there's anything that we have done, oh God, that's not pleasing unto you, oh God, I ask you to forgive us, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And I lift your name up, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your name, oh God. I thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Oh, korobo sandere kiriandere bosanna. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder-working power is in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is healing, wonder-working healing is in the blood of the Lamb. There is healing, healing, wonder-working healing in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power is in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, yes.
What can take away my sins?
No,
nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood
Jesus. I'm singing, oh precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I'm singing, how precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood, I said. Nothing but the blood, oh, I said. Nothing but the blood, I said. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power. Hallelujah, it is in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there a testimony for the Lord this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Beloved, you know he found me. Hallelujah. While I was dead and stinking in my sin, he found me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. He washed me with his blood. Hallelujah. Made me white as snow. Hallelujah. He even transformed my mind. Hallelujah. Changed my thinking to a new way of thinking. Hallelujah. And for that, I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. I magnify his name this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because he is worthy of my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I woke up and my mind was new. Hallelujah. I woke up and my heart was new too. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. That's my testimony on today. He saved me. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. He didn't just save me from something, but he saved me to something. Praise God. And I just thank him for it on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. I thank God for purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Will there be another testimony this morning?
Amen. Amen. There is none like you. There is none like you. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and I'll find there is none like you.
Hallelujah.
I give honor with thanksgiving and with gratitude for the joy of the Lord. I'm grateful and thankful to be on the line today, to be in, to receive service, to give service, to do service on this day that the Lord has made, and bless me to be a part of this day that he has made in Jesus Christ's name. That's my testimony in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyone has searched this whole world over and found that there is none like him. Amen. Praise God. Where we really want to be is smack dab in the middle of his presence. Amen. Praise God. Where we really want to be is in that one secure place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Will there be another testimony for the Lord on today? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freeing me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. I said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freeing me forever. And one day he's coming back, glorious day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise, hallelujah. We give you glory, hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord before the speaker. Come on. Come on and saturate the atmosphere with your praise, hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. Come on and praise the Lord with me, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, you worthy, hallelujah. You worthy, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've been better to me than I've been to myself, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My mind regulator, hallelujah. My burden bearer, hallelujah. My heavy load sharer, hallelujah, Jesus. The director of my path, hallelujah. The orderer of my steps, hallelujah. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to thank the Lord on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, not just because he deserves it. He's just God. Hallelujah. And that's something that is big to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The access that I have, amen, to the sovereign God. The unlimited access. Hallelujah. That's important to me. Praise God. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus, that I could just wake up, hallelujah, speak to him, hallelujah, and I know that he hear me, hallelujah, and I know that before I spoke it, he answered, hallelujah, glory God, hallelujah, yes, my soul rejoice, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God.
Glory,
I thank
glory,
you
glory.
For your undivided attention, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Just because he cares for me. Hallelujah. Just because he cares.
He's having a yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Ooh,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He's worthy.
I value that communication. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I value your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to
oh,
God.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today I can praise him for me and for you. Hallelujah, Jesus, because he's been that good.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hiya, Babosha.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I remember sitting in the nail salon on yesterday, and my pain hit my knee. My God, hallelujah. And I said, Jesus.
Yes.
Said, what's the matter with you? I said, I got a pain in my knee. That's what the tech asked me. And I said to the tech, she said, the tech said to me, are you going to the doctor? I said, Jesus is my doctor. I said, Jesus.
Yes. And he fills out all
hallelujah.
Of my prescriptions. Hey, in the prayer room.
His name until it yes. She said, so many people are running to the doctor here and there. I said, all I have to do is stay where I am and call his name, and he is
yes.
present. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Ever present. Ever present help. Ever present help. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You got to put into practice what you say you believe. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah.
Maria,
and she said, are you going to the doctor? My physician is present. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Ever present
oh,
help in the time of need.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory
yes,
to his
yes.
name, beloved. May you be able to walk by faith. May you be able to
yes.
manifest. Hallelujah. By faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is manifestation time. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. How will you manifest in faith or in doubt? How will you manifest in rest or worry? How will you manifest? Praise God.
Yes.
How will you bring glory to
Thanks
God's name?
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Oh my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, under the unction of my voice, hallelujah. Amen. I just wanted to turn your affection into the word of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Prepare your heart to receive. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What the Lord is saying on today. Hallelujah. Prepare
yes.
your heart to believe. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. What the Lord is saying on today. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With the revelation that is coming forth today is coming forth
yes.
also authority. And so may
Jesus.
You be equipped. Amen.
Yes.
By the word that is coming forth on today, it comes forth to equip you, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. To strengthen you, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To even mount you up on his wings as of eagles when you hope
what?
In the
yes.
Lord, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And don't just give your attention to the messenger. Pay attention to the message. Praise God.
Amen.
Pay attention to the message. Praise God. So, beloved, I release unto you none other than our very own minister, Desiree Sykes. Praise God. Let us just
Hallelujah.
Praise God as she comes. Hallelujah. Let us just
yes.
give God praise for the message.
Yes, yes,
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let us just give God
yes,
praise for
yes.
the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For the mighty word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus, for your
Thank
word.
You,
Jesus,
for this word.
Anticipate your
Thank
word.
You.
Hallelujah.
Prepare my heart,
Thank
oh God.
Jesus.
Thank
glory
you,
to your name.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Yes. 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 Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
I ask that you also prepare me for your word, for I'm just a vessel. In Jesus' name,
Hallelujah,
Father God,
Jesus.
Hide me behind your cross. And thank you for the opportunity just to be able to deliver your word. Thank you for entrusting
Hallelujah.
Me with your word in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask I don't even ask anything right now. I just thank you just for the opportunity to be in your presence. I thank you for this day that you made.
Yeah.
It's perfect yeah. because you made it in Jesus'
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. So when thinking about Jesus, I really don't know where to begin. The topic is John 3:16. It's
mm-hmm.
so special to me, and it's befitting for this time because I truly believe that we're living in the coming time.
And I often ask myself, will I be ready? How do you know that you're ready? We start by, you know, awakening our lives. Where was the turning point for you? What was the first time you received a word from the from God, or you know, a trust from the world, right? A truth from the world. For some, you may have been robbed, manipulated, and abused, but you see, God is so good that He left His children Emmanuel. In Genesis, Eve's first bite of the world was influenced by manipulation. In her own disobedience, she went verse by verse with the serpent. Genesis 3:5 goes on to tell us that the serpent's final plea, he says, "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." But God's plan wasn't for us, for His children to know evil. Let's think naturally for a minute. When your children are born, you do your best, your absolute best, to protect, nurture, provide, and all the above. Life demands may keep you away from your home, you know, working in order to provide so your children are left alone, or maybe your own earthly abuse and bruises has given you an inability to speak to your own children, so your children are left for a raging curiosity of the world. We try to be the best caretakers we know how to be, but eventually the child will be exposed to other be exposed to good and evil things, and there's absolutely no perfect household. So as we get back to the book of Eve, Genesis 15:16, the Lord said to the woman, I will make you pains in childbearing and very severe. With painful labor, you will give birth to children you desire. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. Now, I know many of you have read that scripture over and over again, but God has given me such a peace and amazing insight that I have to share with you. Of all things, why pain and labor, I question. And God gave me my own testimony. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. But steal what? Steal who? Kill who? And destroy what? What is our manual giving us warning to? Satan truly is not after you, but women of the church, he's after your seed. Now it's clear to me why he spoke to Eve and not Adam. However, because God is an on-time God, all-knowing God, a man who is prepared, in John 3:16, he gave the world his only begotten son, Jesus. So he came so that we may not only have life, but have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Genesis, the curse that goes on to say, your desire will be of your husband, and he will rule over you. Now, for a wife to desire her husband doesn't seem like such a bad thing to me. But let's not forget, in Genesis 3:17, God spoke to Adam saying, curses the ground because of you. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. So I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Please forgive me. It's not easy being a man, so I ask myself, how can a man be the head when the rough, painful toll he eats? How is it that woman's desire to stick on her husband who is lost? How can she mother the living when she has... How can she stick to her husband when he is lost? How can she then mother the living, which she has been called to do? Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His sacrifice. And I thank God for Mary, who answered her calling.
Amen.
In the Garden of Eden, we were to know no evil, feel no pain. But because of the fall of man, God is demanding intimacy. He's demanding that we submit to Him so that He can restore peace, so He can impregnate us with our own purpose. Mary heard God speaking in her spirit. She submitted herself to Him, and the Holy Spirit impregnated her with a gift bigger than mankind. I often wonder how Mary felt when she felt that fire in her spirit. Did she deny it? Did she run away from it? What was it about Mary? What did God trust about Mary? Why did He trust her? Well, Mary said yes to God. She stood up against the risk of shame, rejection, execution, and even death in this time of pregnancy before marriage was an extreme violation of moral code. Pregnancy before marriage is an extreme violation of moral code in this time. But Mary was married to God. Mary didn't know God was going to protect her and her child, but she trusted him with all of her heart. She leaned not on her own understanding. In all her ways, she acknowledged him. Mary trusted that against all odds and the wickedness, God would direct her path. Many of us tend to go to God in our time of need. We come to church, we yell, scream, and jump up and down, but we have absolutely no relationship. How can you aim to be like God when you don't even know him? Men, would you marry a woman that you haven't dated and gotten to know? And women, would you agree to have a child with a man that you don't know? Before you can eat of the fruit, we must labor so that there is fruit, right? And a relationship goes both ways. God is not impregnating you unless you marry him first. Submission is not easy. You must be ready to take blows because the world cannot handle the truth. It's way too offensive to those living in the world. Dare to be like Jesus and allow God to wrap your flesh with the truth. Take the first step and just say yes to God. I remember when I accepted my pregnancy. I was 4 months, and the doctor asked me if this was a desired pregnancy, naturally speaking now. And I told her no. My first trimester, I lived in denial, and I didn't want to know the truth. I wasn't ready to face my responsibilities and my disobedience. More importantly, I wasn't even ready to face my family. At that time in my life, God had given me his conviction. When Satan gave me fear, God gave me reassurance. He made me fruitful. So the question was I willing to endure? Was I willing to change my habits, right, so that my fetus would be matured and nurtured correctly? Was I ready to plan and live accordingly? Was I ready to be strong in God and rebuke fear and handle my business? For many of us, we are in our first trimester, and you might find that the opinions of others don't agree with your spirit. Don't cast your pearls to swine. Don't give dogs what is sacred. Everything is not for everybody.
That's right.
Your relationship is personal. And as we know, relationship lasts longer when nobody knows your business. God is trying to impregnate you, so feed your spirit and stay strong. Be still and make it through your first trimester. Please remember that the highest percentage of death is in the first trimester. I had 7 days to make a decision. In those 7 days, I faced my biggest fears. I made it through the storm. My belly was starting to grow, and there was no denying that I was soon to give birth. When my daughter was 3 months, my plans were falling apart. What I once believed would be a lifetime I was quickly to learn that it was just a season. And what this taught me is that it took me back to the Garden of Eden and why I understand why Satan targeted Eve. He could not destroy my seed while in my womb because I saturated myself in the Word. God hid me in a special place. But what about your family? As hard as it is to be a man must also stand his post. For the devil wants to kill the man and leave the woman with a burden she really wasn't meant to carry on her own. In conclusion, destroying the church. What is my your God. Mate ready to endure? Is he strong enough to be a leader? Is he ready to face responsibilities that God has given the both of you? Or would you be doing this alone? Men, your man, your woman, your friends, your family might fall, but God is anointed. For God's anointing is timeless. It's very precious. We carry our children, but he is their father. God My has God. Impregnated you. You have submitted to him. You will endure, and submission can be a lonely place, a very, very lonely place. We have to learn not to be so argumentative. Instead, we have to avoid conflict, watch, and pray. We have to be still and face ourselves. This is hard work. The anointing cannot be bought. It must be earned.
Come on, teach, daughter.
although Satan is after your seed, aiming to kill and destroy your family, your blessings, your inheritance, your purpose, your dreams, your visions, stay strong and please be faithful. Your purpose is worth the wait. Your purpose is worth the sacrifice. Be like Mary and submit yourself to something so much bigger than you. Mary didn't know that Jesus was going to be a gift to not only her, but to the entire world. She couldn't see, but she was faithful. Many of us don't understand why God has chosen you, because you're so busy trying to understand just what it is that he wants you to do. We try to analyze and examine his instructions before we actually do it. Sometimes we get so distracted with analyzing and examining, we end up fighting battles that don't matter, that weren't meant for us, and we don't see God's command through commandments. We open the door to Satan, who has been waiting for the opportunity to kill your seed before you could even give birth. Stop killing your blessing and give birth to your purpose. Speak life to dry bones. This journey really is not meant for the swift, but for the one who can endure. That is the amazing God that I serve. So I meditate on Psalms 42, verse 1 through 2. As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you. God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. For the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? So ask yourself, does your earthly longing, such as financial peace, maybe even a good job, a perfect place to live, your friendship, your ideal friendship, a special someone, supersede your longing for God and the purpose that he has instilled in you? Know that God, as you ask yourself these things and you meditate on these things, remember that God so longed for you that he gave his only son so that he could be near to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for that word, Lord, that you have given me. I thank you for the way that it changed my mind, and I hope that it has touched someone on this line today and changed your mind as well. Before there is a renewing and a changed mind, there is a renewing when you lean not on your own understanding, but on the understanding of God, when you allow him to take the ship, to steer the wheel, in Jesus' name. When you understand that your purpose really is that, your purpose, you know, when you are a vessel and that we are servants. So being a servant means that you serve so that the glory is not yours, the fight is not yours, but it's God's. So you allow him to do what he's supposed to do. And we serve such a patient God that he doesn't antagonize you. He sits patiently at a door and knocks on that door until you answer the door and you say yes. He allows you to make your own decision. And even when you fail, he's still there to restore you and still patiently wait, knocking at the door, waiting for you to say yes. Just say yes. Change your mind and watch your entire life change. Change your mind. My prayer today is for a renewing of the mind. Because if your mind is not in a place to receive, you can't receive the word of God. So I pray that the mind is renewed and in the ears equipped to hear the voice of God. I unplug everything, Lord, every blockage in the airways that blocks your children from hearing your voice in Jesus' name. Yes, God, that even if they may not have picked up a Bible, even attended a church service, that when the sound of your voice rings and rings on the coming day, that all your children's knees will bow and that we will press into praise so that you can rain down and save our lives, save our families, save our earth, and that we can get back to a place called the Garden of Eden, an atmosphere named the Garden of Eden in Jesus' name. Father God, that we may not know anything in Jesus' name, that I may live 100 years, 200 years, 300 years. Jesus, thank you, God.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I just thank you for your word. I thank you for your word, God. I thank you for your purpose, Lord. We thank you for your purpose, Lord. We ask that every child that you have given purpose to, that you have given visions to, Father God, that they be able to see it through. For the world is waiting on a new thing, on a new thing that every individual was made and uniquely made, Father God, uniquely made. And we don't know ourselves, Lord, because the world is not of you. Father God, the blockage that is not of you, Father God. We ask that those things be removed so that your children may come to knowing their purpose, and be able to carry through from their first trimester to their third, to their second, third trimester, and third trimester in a space where they're able to give birth, Father God, to the purpose that you have bestowed onto their life, so that that purpose can help to help someone else, that the, everything connected to them is blessed in Jesus' name. Father God.
In Jesus' name.
Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. May our dreams be blessed, Father God. In Jesus' name. May you hide us behind the cross in the name of Jesus. Yes,
in
God.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yes, God. May you give us the strength to endure in Jesus' name, to carry the burden in God. And oh, my God. In Jesus' name. Father God, may our lifelong place, may our place of eternity be at the foot of you in Jesus' name. Be at your feet in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. How
Jesus.
I just was just to touch the cloth, just the hem of your garment in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah,
yes, God.
Jesus.
Change my mind. Change my life. Change my life. Change my walk. Change my language. Change my speech in Jesus' name. Change my attitude
in Jesus'
name. Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Change me first in Jesus' name. Keep my eyes on the things that I need to change in Jesus' name. Yes, God, that I may be a better representation of you and go forth and let people, may how we live be the gospel. May how we live be the church. May how we live be an example of who you are so that others may want to know you in Jesus' name. May the way we live be an example that not only will others want to know you, but need to know you. May my life represent salvation for someone else in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Change
my
me.
God.
Change me.
In
change
the name of Jesus. Change me, Lord.
In
Jesus' name. Hey, Kerebosa. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Change me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That was a good word.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Let us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord's provision. Hallelujah. Meditating on the Lord's provision. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, just meditate upon it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There is a provision that came through the word of the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be changed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See his plan, see his perspective. In the name of Jesus. In the name, in that matchless name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Use your woman servant for your glory. Continue to use her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. To speak the mysteries of heaven in the name of Jesus. To make them plain, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Beloved, this pause is for you.
Yes,
this pause is for you
thank
to receive.
You,
this pause is for you to soak it in. This pause is for you to rejoice in what it is that he has released.
Jesus.
This pause is for you. This pause is for you. This pause
thank
is for you,
Jesus.
To inhale what God released today and exhale
Jesus.
Everything that is not like him. This pause
yes,
is
God.
For you. Hallelujah. This pause is for you. Hallelujah. It's a lot to think about it. As the late Apostle Brown would say, this pause
yes,
is for you, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. When pause comes, it gives time for you to be able to speak to God, to meditate, to get your provision. The pause is for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Let your way be done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God.
Jesus.
In Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your perfect way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Minister Sykes, can you also do the altar call?
Okay. I've never done an altar call, but I'm just going to let God lead me.
Amen.
I have some scriptures here. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will working in you, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Father God, this is, I'm just thankful to be a vessel to speak on your behalf in Jesus' name. Father God, I just thank you for using me. I ask that if there's anyone on this line that has been touched by this word, that wants to grow in their relationship with the Lord, to receive the Lord, Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. That's
and
good.
Not be conformed by the world, but transformed
Amen.
By the renewing of your mind, that you
That's
may
good.
Prove what is that good and accepted and perfect will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you be not conformed to this world, and I pray that you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and accepted and perfect will of God. You accept Jesus on today, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
That you may receive him today, that he may be a friend of yours in Jesus' name, that he may call you friend, that he may know you by name in Jesus'
Amen.
Name, that he be a comforter to you in the dark in Jesus' name. I rebuke every spirit of anxiety, every spirit of depression, every spirit of not knowing who you are in Jesus' name. God wants to
in Jesus
comfort
name.
You. He wants to be your friend in Jesus' name. He wants you to say yes. He wants a yes. He has plans for your life.
Yeah.
He has plans for your life, and he wants you to know that it pleases him just to bless you, that he's waiting to bless you. He wants to fix your life, fix your home. If you don't know how to do that, it's okay in Jesus' name. But he will take you as you are, for he is yours. But he brought you up from nothing and breathless, and all he did was breathe into you, and there was your soul. To breathe into man, and there you are in his image. He wants you to know that he made you like him. In Jesus' name. Yes, that he wrapped his prize. He wrapped you. He wrapped you with his glory. In Jesus' name, your Father is king, and he has a seat for you. He has a seat for you. Your Father is king, and he has a seat
Hallelujah.
For you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Your Father is king.
Hallelujah.
You should walk like you know that your Father is king. You are amazing. You are untouchable. You are a queen in Jesus' name. You cannot be touched in Jesus' name. You need to know that nothing that comes up against you can harm you. You need to know that don't rely on the things that you see in the natural, but understand that there is a spiritual warfare, and God is your keeper, that you are kept in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
A new understanding. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, the
righteous of them is much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, we thank God for his word on today. Praise God. Amen. That was on time, end time instruction concerning God's plan and purpose for our life. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that the enemy do not have no new tricks. Amen.
No
Hallelujah,
authority.
Jesus. No authority, praise God. Amen. And he said, be mindful. Amen. Don't make lifelong plans with people you don't know, spirits you don't know. Amen. Don't listen to, amen, that which have, don't allow just anything to speak into your life. Amen. They don't know you. They haven't fed you. They haven't cried with you, prayed with you.
they have not woke up and or spent all night with you, amen, in prayer or in the word. They have not encouraged you, but yet you just allow them in, my God, and you just begin to trust. God said, try every spirit by the spirit, amen? Hallelujah. He said, I hold you at such a value. This is what I heard the Spirit say through the woman of God today. I hold you at such a value. I order your steps with my word, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I have provided a way of escape. Hallelujah. Amen. For what it is that you have given yourself over to. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak to us today, my God, and I'm glad about it, praise God. I'm being mindful about relationships, amen. I'm being mindful about things that just plant themselves in my life, praise God. Hallelujah. God is telling you to watch as well as pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't cast that which I have given unto you that is sanctified, amen, hallelujah, that is valued amongst the swine. That's what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. And he says, you are valuable. You may not know your worth yet, but I hold you in high esteem. You're the apple of my eye. You may not know your worth. Hallelujah, but Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. I called you to produce and reproduce. Praise God. But not that which is evil, but that which is good. God spoke to me today. Hallelujah. What did he say to you? Praise God. Watch who you're partnering with. Praise God. Watch what you're thinking on. Watch what you're watching on TV. Because there is an impartation. Verse by verse, Eve went back and forth, but to no avail, she was deceived. My God, don't entertain it. Don't lay with it. Don't sit with it. Don't conversate with it. Cast it down. Pull it down. Render it under your feet. Under your feet is the power of God. Everything is up under Christ's feet. You are his body. That's what I heard today. Hallelujah. As she spoke, that's what I heard. Hallelujah. You see, the Holy Spirit will speak to you where you are. Kerebosanda. Ikuriandebosanda. Hallelujah. She didn't say in the place, Eastern Eden. She said in his presence. That's all Eden was the presence of God. East of Eden, the presence, the unlimited access. So, God, I thank you today. And as your people, we receive your instruction. We receive your woe. We receive your beware. Move for Christ. He is our hope of glory. Hallelujah. He is Kiriandere. And we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you honor. Hallelujah. And we heard when you said that, hallelujah, Jesus, that you will make us pregnant and we may not want it. It may not be planned, but you planted. We heard you, Lord. But what choice will you make? Will you eat the word? Will you stay in communication with God? Will you stay in prayer? Hallelujah, Jesus. Will you do that which is right? Will you protect what he has planted in you? Praise God. Hallelujah. This ain't your plan. This is God's plan. Hallelujah. Yes, pregnancy sometimes comes unaware. And you can't just ignore it because something is growing in you. Hallelujah. Something is happening in you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you to be pregnant with purpose in your plan. We thank you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. I thank God for this word. There was instruction and direction. There was wisdom that you can't resist in this word. Hallelujah. And some of you may say, it may not be for me right now, but God is a God that knows what's coming down the pipeline. Yes, Hallelujah. Amen. He will forewarn and instruct his people about things to come. Hallelujah. He will give you the way of escape before the bondage even presents itself. My God, love us like that. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pronounce the blessing of the Lord upon you now. That blessing that maketh you rich and addeth no sorrow, according to the word of God that was spoken through his servant on today. Hallelujah. May your faith be activated. May your faith work this word. Hallelujah. May your faith. Hallelujah. Pull all the spirit and life out of this word. God's provision for you. Hallelujah. The enemy has not won. He cannot win. Hallelujah. He has been defeated. He has been defeated. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Walk this word out, beloved. Don't just be hearers of it, be doers of it. Allow it to manifest in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Work it, work it, work it, work it. God didn't tell you to get a job. He said work, work this word. Work it, hallelujah. Work it, work it, work it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Work this word, this revelation. Hallelujah, work God's plan for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your plan for salvation. We thank you, oh God, for setting our focus back on your plan for us to be in your presence always. We thank you for, lo and behold, you are with us always. We believe that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. We believe that you have a purpose and a plan and that all things are working together for our good. Oh, yes, God, we believe that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And brothers and sisters, even though we are departing, hallelujah, from each other's presence, we're not departing from God's presence, the Spirit of the Lord that keeps us bounded and tied together in unity. We're not departing from him, praise God. Even though we're leaving this gathering now, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, we are not leaving the presence of God, hallelujah, that governs all things concerning us. My God, hallelujah, be encouraged that when you go, he goes with you. Be encouraged, hallelujah. Be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, mindsets are being changed right now. Even as she preached this word, hallelujah, mountains are being moved right now. Oh, Korobo Sunday, Jericho walls are coming down right now and giants are falling. My God, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. There is so much fruit in this word. I don't want to move into offering. Hallelujah. You know what to do concerning that. Amen. We want to stay in the spirit. I want you to leave here in the spirit feasting on this. This is the last thing that I want you to hear, the provision of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, hold on to it. Hallelujah, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Even though we leave this gathering, but never from your presence, oh God, we thank you for your divine provision. We thank you for heaven's resource unto us this day. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. And we're going to work it. Hallelujah. We're going to speak it. Hallelujah. We're going to walk it out. Hallelujah. When things come into our life, walking upside down. No, 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 no. Hallelujah, Jesus. The blood. Hallelujah. My God, who are you? Who sent you? And why are you here? Trying every spirit. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God, we thank you for the gift of discernment at work by way of your spirit. We thank you for the empowerment, for the authority that comes within this revelation. My God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus, receive it in the name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, you are officially dismissed. You are officially dismissed. Hallelujah. But abide in the presence of the Lord. Abide. Abide, Kabasandere. Take up residence where his word is there. His presence is also. Take up residence in that place. Hallelujah. In that place, the only secure place. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only secure place. In Jesus' name, agape love. Agape love.
Agape love.
My God. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Jesus.